Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You want to listen to The Rock? Well, I don't care where you are. We can find you. That's if you have the radio.com app, of course. Then you can actually find us. Yeah, you see, if you got a computer, just go to radio.com. Got a smartphone, download the app, radio.com. How about you've got a smart speaker? Just tell it to play KISW. You got a TV? Yeah, we're in your TV, buddy. Just go to the Xfinity remote and tell it. Radio.com.
Tell it.
And then you'll search for KISW, and then guess what? We're there, too. We're everywhere that you want us to be, you know. All the info, KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. B-Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to be. Whack him instead. It's Whack It Wednesday.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! Whack it.
And maybe we can see a repeat of what happened yesterday at this time.
What happened yesterday at this time?
Steve got one correct.
Oh!
Barely.
Yeah.
My head was not in the game.
No, not at all.
Oh, but he's back.
Oh, you think so?
That's what he says.
Yeah, sometimes right. Jordan doesn't get maybe 10, 15 points in a game. You know, it just happens to the best of us.
All right, then.
Oh, wow.
And he is the GOAT of Beat Migs.
Yeah, I didn't realize you and Jordan were on the same level. I really...
Wow. Oh, I never said Michael Jordan. Kip Jordan.
Played, Kippy.
D2 college basketball.
Yeah. Kippy Jordan.
All right, then. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Bruce in Tacoma. Bruce, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Bruce.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
We'll figure it out once we get past all the lockdown craziness.
All right, get out of here.
Get out of here.
For those
whack
playing
it
at home, Bruce will have 60 seconds? Yeah.
That's
to it. Answer 10 questions. Bruce, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the name of a huge exploding star radiating as much energy as the sun would over about 10 billion years?
Black hole?
No.
Supernova?
Yes. What kind of animal is Melman in the movie Madagascar?
One of those little... pass.
Clark Gregg plays Phil Coulson in the TV show Agents of What?
Say that once more.
Clark Gregg plays Phil Coulson in the TV show Agents of What?
I'll have to pass on that one.
How many provinces does Canada have?
5?
No.
4?
No.
6?
No. An NBA basketball game has 4 quarters of how many minutes each?
15.
No.
20.
No.
Oh, 12 and a half?
No.
Oh, so
in
close.
Which decade were Pringles first introduced?
40, 50, 60.
60s, yes. On Seinfeld, what was stolen from Elaine that Kramer was supposed to guard on the sidewalk? All right. Okay. Well, Bruce dropped a deuce.
He sure did.
Yeah. Brucey Deucey over there.
Bruce, I don't know what you've been doing with your life. Probably something worthwhile and not pop culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's a little rough on that one.
Poor Bruce. You know, he's...
He probably knows stuff like science and like
history
and all the
geography.
Very important things.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, today was not those questions.
Wrong show
not
for
almighty.
That.
No, he wasn't the person.
But we'll see, though. It doesn't mean Steve's going to know these things.
It's true. He did get one yesterday. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the name of a huge exploding star radiating as much energy as the sun would over about 10 billion years?
Sonic boom.
No.
Oh. Meteoroid.
No.
Meteoroid?
I don't know. Meteor shower.
No.
It's the only one that Bruce got right because it's a brain question.
What kind of animal is Melman in the movie Madagascar?
Elf.
No.
From Melmac. a bird?
No.
Gorilla.
No.
Clark. Elephant.
No. Clark Gregg plays Phil Coulson in the TV show Agents of What?
Shield.
Yes.
Nice.
How many provinces does Canada have?
Seven.
No.
Five.
No.
Six?
No.
Nine.
Wow. No. An Eight. NBA basketball. No. An NBA basketball game has four quarters of how many minutes each?
12.
Yes. In which decade were Pringles first introduced?
All those ketchup Pringles are so damn good. In which decade?
The 20s.
No.
30s.
No.
40s. No.
Whoa.
On Seinfeld, what was stolen from Elaine that Kramer was supposed to guard on the sidewalk?
Her virginity.
No. Wow.
A parking spot.
No.
Oh. Her purse?
No.
I don't remember that episode. Then.
Obviously not. Steve.
Days for deuces.
Yes. Steve, you got a deuce, but so did Bruce.
Bruce,
it's a
deuce.
Tie.
Good job, Bruce, because a tie is as good as a win.
Well, I doubled my performance from yesterday.
Yes. Wow. You hang on the line, Bruce. We will tell you how to get what we don't know what you're going to get.
I can't even call that mediocre.
It's I had a feeling. I just had a feeling.
Really?
Some of these questions were really out there.
Yeah.
You know, they really would like
mediocre.
You really had to know stuff of that world in order to answer these questions.
I feel like this was like the super genius episodes the last couple of days.
It's like deep cuts.
The
super genius ones.
Yeah, because that's a deep cut of Seinfeld. I mean, I watched it all the time, but I haven't seen him in so long. I would have to guess.
And I knew this, but also I've been binging Seinfeld,
there
so I can't really say anything along those lines.
Was it the sponge?
No.
How about a car? I'll just say a car.
No.
Okay.
Was it the mannequin? No.
Oh,
I love this. It was the armoire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she got it for $200 because she had a nice face.
I have to tell you something. I feel like, you're the only one binge watching Seinfeld right now.
Oh, you should. You should binge watch it.
I'm binge watching Deep Space Nine right now. Sorry.
Yeah, you do you on
that
one.
I just got to the bald Cisco season, so I'm very excited.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching way too serious stuff in the Kids Baking Championships. Past seasons.
But that's so wholesome. It was the 60s that the Pringles were first introduced. 60s. Bruce got that one correct.
Yeah, they're not as old as you think they are, but for some reason, I only knew about them in the 70s, so they were around even longer.
So good. Yeah. I've grabbed a couple of those ketchup chips.
Right?
Yeah, so have I.
It's a whole other level.
Don't tell Sarah.
Deliciousness.
I think you just did.
Whoops.
Earmuffs.
What kind of animal was Melman in the movie Madagascar? Anybody?
Guessing.
Giraffe.
It's a giraffe.
Oh, because I was trying to think of like African kind of creatures.
Yeah, like you could say like a lion, giraffes.
Yep. And I played didn't think by of... David Trimmer.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Vicky really knows her stuff.
I've seen that movie a couple times.
Sure, in a few years I'll be watching that.
Yep.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody know how many provinces that Canada has?
I've been guessing 10, 12, 14.
10!
Yeah. 10.
Good job. That's 10 provinces, doing. 3 of those territories, and that's Canada.
Oh, so the territory's not counted as a province.
No, because they're territories.
Oh.
40,000 Tim Hortons.
Wow. I don't know why they have a territory. Like, you know, I mean, it's the same country. And they're all, like, hanging out together. As far as I know, is the Yukon Territory just has got the same rules as, like, Ontario?
I think it originated back in the, like, the 30s or 40s, and it was actually because of hockey.
Oh.
Really?
Really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, for
you got both of us. I was like, oh, wow, really? Because of hockey?
Well, so that's why I questioned you, because I thought, what does hockey got to do with it?
No, I totally was like, oh, yeah, okay, that sounds about right. That's Canada, hockey. Yeah.
I was getting off the train. I had 1 foot off the train once you said because of hockey.
Oh, I went right off on that one. Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Take off, eh? Yeah.
Congratulations to Bruce on tying Steve.
If you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize. It's pretty awesome. All right, so we are taking a look at the least shareable things that you can think of besides hugs, besides handshakes, and besides masks.
Oh, okay, so it's like a fun little COVID list.
Yeah, what's the least? So those things are off the list. You can't share hugs, you can't share handshakes, you can't share masks. What is the least shareable thing you can think of?
Partners.
They asked 2,000 people, and partners, not in the top 10.
All right, well, you know, not everyone's how I am. So, I mean, some people like to share their partners.
And let me just say this. Again, it's not all COVID-related.
Okay.
You know what I mean? This is just, what wouldn't you share anyway? I would give you that clue.
My teriyaki.
Your teriyaki. Again, not on
food.
The list.
How about food?
Food's not on the list either. See, you're not a person. See, I'm going to miss eating off of somebody's plate or letting them eat off my plate. That used to be a thing that I would do with my intimate friends, and that's definitely not going to happen anymore.
That's the only reason he called me his friend, so he could eat off my plate.
Well, you can still do it. You can just, like, before anyone eats from it, you can use the fork that you have not put in your mouth just yet and just kind of dump a little bit on your plate.
Yeah, I suppose there is a workaround. It's going to be a little bit challenging. Some people still may not want me to even get anywhere near there, you know?
No, that's a solid point.
Yeah. I'm going to miss that.
I'm not a food sharer kind of guy.
No, that I know.
I get so pumped about what I'm ordering that I don't want to let anyone else enjoy it.
I learned that, like, the first time we went to dinner. I figured, you know, not necessarily let me eat off of your plate, but hey, you know what? You really like this. You really like that. You know, like, I forget if you were, like, vacillating between whatever and I got whatever you wanted and you got what you really wanted.
I was like, I don't want 50% of what I'm ordering.
Yeah.
I want 100%.
And I'm looking at you going, I feel like this is a win. And on your face when I said, why don't you give me something? And you just looked at me like, what did you say about my mother? I'm like, oh, okay. I will not ask this question
That's
again.
That's why it's great being married to someone who's vegan, because I'm getting, you know, chicken teriyaki. She doesn't want any of that.
Yeah, that's with my situation, no. It's share everything. My wife is a total food sharer. So, anybody else got a guess is what you're not supposed to share? We're not hitting anything on the
chewing
list.
Chewing gum! What, like used or? Well, I mean,
I really work with
toothbrush
people that have issues.
Oh,
there we
call.
Go. Number one.
Really?
Actually, number two. Excuse me. Number
bing,
two.
Bing, bing.
Wait. Underpants.
Number one.
Like, I'm not going to.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. Let Steve use my underpants.
I know. That is, do girls do that, Vicky, that you know of? I mean, I think, I know you share clothes, which I'm not a big share clothes sharer at all of anything, but you don't share underwear, do you?
Bras, yes, ooh. And underwear only in extreme emergency.
Wow, I don't think I ever do that.
Really emergency.
I've shared my underwear with my friends before.
Yeah, I can't.
Really?
No, I can't do it.
Well, we're extolling the virtues of boxer briefs, the Under Armour brand, many years ago in Spokane, and we were in the locker room for a hockey tournament, and Munson was still lost in the ways of just boxers. And I'm like, dude, you gotta go to a whole other level. He's like, I've never tried them. I'm like, here, I have an extra, you know, my hockey bag that I was going to use later, but instead, why don't you just wear them? And man, he was a game changer.
I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
And I got them back eventually.
Oh, that's even worse. Oh, like, yeah. I would like burn them.
You washed them and brought them back to me.
Oh, see, you could burn them, microwave them, wash them, and I still don't think there's enough cleaning that would get out of my brain that your boys were there. That's how I think. I mean, I'm not saying it's right. It's just how I think.
No, I can understand that. But I'm trying to think of, there's really no other comparison. I can't, like, say, oh, well, if you do this, you should be fine with that. You're right. There's nothing else where, like, you are sharing a piece of fabric that's been on your testes.
Well, you've had people in bathing suits before, probably.
No.
No.
Oh, no.
I've shared bathing suits.
Oh, no. I won't do that either. It's the same thing. No.
The chlorine kills everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Probably.
I don't even know if they use chlorine anymore.
Number three on the list is something that most of us got. Well, I shouldn't say that because girls use these too.
Condoms.
Condoms, that's it. Razors. I wouldn't share a razor either.
No way.
I mean, unless it was, if there was a different blade in there that I could change, maybe I could deal with that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I couldn't share the same blade.
My wife and I sometimes will share the same razor. If, like, she doesn't have hers or I don't have mine, like, I'm just like, well, I need to shave and I don't have a new blade, so. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, I feel like that can happen. With a marriage.
Yeah.
I have used my wife's toothbrush accidentally. She doesn't have a problem with using mine, but as soon as I know it's been used by her, I look and I go, you are the pink one. It is like, what are you doing? I have the blue, you have the pink. And she's like, I don't know, I got feels. And I'm like, well, I don't want to use mine anymore. Here, now you have two toothbrushes.
But you make out with her, right?
I know, I don't understand it. You're right, Steve. It doesn't make any sense in my brain, but it's weird getting that warm moistness from the bristles.
Because
it's not cold anymore, because the water, but it's still moist. And you put it in your mouth and you go, oh, wait a minute, I haven't even put what? What?
Wait, do you not like rinse your toothbrush before you put it in your mouth?
Sometimes I'll put on a little toothpaste, get it going in there, then put a little water on there, and then get it going.
See, I'm more of a put a little toothpaste on it, run it under the water.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Low pressure, because you don't want to just like completely like, you know, push the toothpaste off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I got sensitive gums, so I let the paste stay on there for a little bit because it's a Sensodyne toothpaste, so maybe that's why I do it the way
maybe
I do it.
Maybe you should tell your gums to get a thicker skin. You're in a public place.
Buck up, gums.
Yeah. This is a time
you're a person of public notoriety. Your gums should be able to accept whatever things going in.
I don't know.
I was
going to
stop you, but I see that you are stopping yourself.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I'm switching with some
wouldn't that be
sensitivity
great?
Mouthwash. What do you want from me?
Wouldn't that be great, though, when people could actually somehow get a message when they're saying something stupid and then would just stop themselves and go, yeah, you know what? Never mind. I don't know what I wish that would happen in my brain. And wouldn't that be great for society is if somebody's saying something stupid and everybody goes, oh my God, I can't believe you're saying that. But eventually you get the memo. Like the memo eventually would get to you and you'd be like, oh, never mind.
Well, we clearly did not think that like your gums have a personality.
But I mean, that's the thing.
And feelings.
You realize how stupid that was.
That was the whole point.
But the thing is, there are things that people say they don't realize how stupid they are. You know what I mean? Things happen in life that I think life would be so much better if there would just be a memo alert that would show up the way that did for you.
What about
for everything that you say that's stupid in life?
A text wants to know, what about socks? I have people borrow my extra socks.
I never brush my teeth with my socks. I will not do it. It's not good for my sensitive gums. What
that's
the hell's
true.
Wrong with this texter?
Right, yeah.
It's not on the list, but I agree. I don't think I could wear somebody else's socks either. It makes me feel
I'd rather loan out my underwear than my socks, personally, but I'd loan out my socks if I need to. I've done that before.
Oh, if it was a would you rather, I think I would go with socks over it. Because again,
same, yeah.
Yeah, it's like your boys are there wherever, you know, feet are feet.
I feel like your boys are cleaner than your feet.
Well, you may be right. You probably are right.
Yeah, I guess.
But my brain doesn't see it that way.
And they probably don't stink as much.
Yeah, again, you're probably right, but my brain, first of all, I don't know. I know how I am. I don't know
I'm
if you
I'm not checking
stink.
That one.
I was about to say, this is one of those life's questions that I'm never going to do the research on.
I would like to know, Steve, your feet or your area, which one is the worst smelling? Bathrooms. People don't like sharing bathrooms or showering when someone else is on the toilet.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Yeah, that's old school, though, because that's just from when you live in a house that had one bathroom. That's the reason why you have shower curtain, if you will, or the shower glass that is frosted or whatever, so that you can't see the person, because some people have to go in and do stuff while you're showering. Like, you know, film TV shows or be on the news and have their husband that's naked true. In the shower.
Yeah, I mean, I would never care if someone walked in and needed to use the bathroom in any situation. It wouldn't bother me.
What if you were using the bathroom?
Well, I know I can't. I wouldn't even dare think of, like, sitting down and going number two ski while my wife is in the shower.
Oh, you please have to
our
do that.
Toilet you is like a direct to. Line of sight to,
yeah, you
to
have
the,
to.
The shower.
I think that is a mission one time in your life you have to do.
I'm not opposed to doing it just to see what kind of reaction
I
get.
I want to see the world burn, and I feel like that is when she would finally lose it. Because she seems to be a person of high composure. I feel like that might be the one.
I feel like that would be when her voice is definitely going to be raised. And I've never really experienced that. Because like she's stuck in the shower.
Yeah, can't do anything about it.
And I'm stuck on the toilet.
Yeah, you are. Oh, yes. Ground zero. Please do it, Steve.
Let me find the right time.
Okay, fine. Yeah, maybe this isn't the right time. You're right. Very high anxiety moments right now.
I'm going to have to, like, you know, all find right. a babysitter first. Before
okay. And also a good getaway car.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is it that you would like to say? This is your open opportunity, man. Do remember, though, Steve does have one rule.
It's a simple rule. BJ has to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
You got a text message that says, guys, I worked... This is go back to the whole conversation about how Domino's is better now. I worked at Domino's, and you were right. I was there when we made the change to the pizza, and nobody believed me that the pizza was better until I brought some over. And then they quickly realized how good it was. I gained 40 pounds when I worked there, though. Hashtag perks of the job.
It's a great success story. I think of Hyundai doing the same thing years ago when I worked with Gary, the Hyundai Ferry. He tried to let everybody know that Hyundai was a great vehicle, that they really, but yet they were still charging the same price they were charging for Hyundais when they weren't such great vehicles.
Well, yeah, it's just a perception. You have to change the perception. I mean, some people just don't realize that until like they experience it. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
It was a smart move on Hyundai's part. They said, you know what, we're going to keep the price the same, but we're actually going to offer much better of a car than the price would indicate. And eventually people started listening and paying attention, and Gary sold me, and because I thought he was just like, oh, you're just another car dealer trying to BS me. And then he let me drive the cars around. I go, this is ridiculous. How much is this?
Yep.
And so Domino's, Hyundai, I think that they really should be commended for really being smart about their product and being honest about it, too.
Well, it's like, yeah, because yesterday we got some Domino's pizza, and pineapple with bacon, highly recommended.
Oh, man.
But, man, I was like, either I'm just craving pizza so bad, or this is the best slice of pizza I've had in a long time, especially from Domino's. And then a bunch of people were texting in, yep, Steve, I had Domino's last weekend, ate the entire large. It's been a few years since I've had pizza from there. And so we did a little research, and it was 6 years ago, Domino's admitted, they said, we made a terrible mistake with the cardboard crust that they had that tasted like ketchup, and they changed things up. And I think Rev found the commercial.
Yeah, oh, really? Yeah, I found one of the clips about it.
We changed everything. The crust, the sauce, the cheese. Now it tastes better.
We started working on the cheese.
We've got shredded cheese. Cheese. It's cheese. It's tastier. When you smell it, it's got an aroma to it. I mean, this is what cheese should be.
We started working on the sauce.
New sauce is bright. It's spicy. It's robust.
We've got garlic in here. We've got oregano. We've got basil. We've got... and a little bit of red pepper, just a tingle on your tongue.
It's a bold flavor.
When you bite into that, that's what pizza sauce should taste like.
Well, we started working on the crust.
A nice, rich, buttery crust.
She's
with
got a mouth
on garlic and some herbs in there.
It gives it a nice finish for you. Great taste from the first bite to the last bite on every single slice.
Now we got great food, we've earned the swagger, right? We're going to do an end zone dance on this one.
What the hell's in there? They reached out.
She wasn't swearing. It's a secret ingredient.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't want to give away the entire recipe.
I was like, what the
hell? No potty mouth there. They just didn't want to give away the secret ingredient.
We got some mother effing cheese in this bitch.
Are you sure? I felt, you know, I like her a lot better now that she's got a potty mouth.
Well, some people are suggesting if you're going to reheat a pizza, because that's where the conversation all started, was reheating pizza used in the microwave. You could keep it crusty if you put a glass of water in there.
Yeah, to keep it from getting soggy, yeah.
A lot of people are saying just do it in an air fryer. That's the way to do it these days.
Oh, man, everyone's saying air fryer all the time.
I don't have an air fryer.
We do. I don't know if you have an air fryer. I haven't been to your house.
Yeah, do we, Joe? We don't? Okay. I don't know what I have. I told you, I don't touch the stove or anything. I don't know what I got.
I'm glad you don't.
It's so good. Air fryers are awesome.
Are they really?
But we only use it for like tofu and stuff. But like,
well, now you can use it for pizza.
I know people do it with chicken wings and french fries, and it's just really tasty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now you got one for your pizza.
It's funny you say that the whole like the perception thing with Hyundai, and like you were shocked by the price. So like I brought my car in to get like some lights issues, so they're checking it out. Shout out to my Mike over at Milan Mazda, and Tom and the crew over there. They're all listeners and they're awesome. So they gave me a loaner Mazda, and I'm driving around and I'm just like, man, they hooked me up with the luxury of all luxury Mazdas. Like I felt like a G. Like, you know, I'm like,
oh, nice.
It's super comfortable. It rides great. I don't know any. I mean, clearly, if you listen to our show, none of us are really car aficionados. No. So I don't know like what is high end and what's not. But I just know what I'm experiencing, and I'm like, this is like a whole other level. I'm like, maybe one day I could get one of these. And I go online, and it's a Mazda 3. It's like their low priced vehicle.
Oh, so basically, like, you could afford it now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not planning. I don't have, you know, if you want a newborn right now, I got to worry about.
But it's not like you. It's not like a $100,000 vehicle.
I went online like $22,000-$23,000, and I'm like,
oh, that's very reasonable.
I was just like, that's awesome. I have such great taste in cheap things.
Yeah,
like, compared to, you know what I mean, I'm like, usually, like, my wife's like, I love this. I'm like, well, what's the question? She's like, I don't know. And then I go and look. I'm like, we got to take a loan out to get that. Whereas with me, I'm like, I love this, and I check, and I'm like, okay, that's a reasonably priced something.
Yeah, well, you know, with some of these other car companies, you're paying for the name. Mm-hmm. I think, look, if you're just a regular person that wants to drive around in a luxurious situation and you don't give a damn about the name, there are values out there.
It's pretty sweet looking.
Yeah, it's a good looking car. And if you're loving it,
yeah.
God, what a great day. It's great to love something and then realize this is a great price for me.
Right.
I mean, that is the best feeling in the world. Like, you,
so I was laughing when you brought that up about the whole Hyundai thing, because I was like, I'm experiencing that at this very moment. I was just talking like 20 minutes ago to Vicky, like, I mean, maybe one day when I get a little bit ahead of myself, I'll treat myself.
So then you go check the price and go, what the?
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So nice when you don't have expensive tastes.
I agree. Oh, I agree, man. You're absolutely right. It's a wonderful thing.
She cracks up at me. Like, sometimes, like, we'll go somewhere, like a Nordstrom or something, and she's like, do you like these? She's like, no. I like those. She's like, oh, you like the $40 Chuck Taylors? I'm like, yeah, those are cool. And then she's like, you don't like these? I'm like, no. And then I look at the price. I'm like, I'm so glad I don't like those. Those are like $400.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like, my wife tries to go out and buy me stuff where she is in Orange County, and so she'll go to, you know, she'll go to South Coast Plaza and or Fashion Square, which is just insanely expensive, and she'll go, so I was looking at this jacket for you, and I'm trying it on and everything else like that, but I'm casually, because there's a person, just one person in the store. Mm-hmm. It's me. And the lady is just like, hello. And she looks like somebody that I would never even get to go and be in any social circumstances with. This is the person working at the store. Mm-hmm. So I have to, you know, what do you think? And my wife is like, hey, I'm going, yeah, no, hey, I'm just trying to find a way to casually look at the tag.
Yes.
You know, I can come up with a reason why I don't like this without it looking like it's the tag. Of course, she spots me, the salesperson. She spots and she's like, okay, somebody really doesn't understand they shouldn't be in this store, and it's probably my wife, because I'm like, $1,000 for this stupid jacket that I know you can get at Old Navy that looks similar for a lot. I mean, really, for like $30.
It's funny that sometimes you're like looking over at like jewelry and you're at the fancy thing, and like, you know, not for me but for my wife, and I'm like trying, and like, you know, they're good at hiding that price because they, you know.
Oh yeah.
But I'm like trying, like squint my eyes. I'm like, is that four digits or three digits? Yeah, like, what's going on here?
Yeah. I understand quality's different. I understand it. Believe me, I'm not ignorant. I know that quality does contribute to a price, and therefore the thing lasts longer. And
and our audience gets that. They listen to quality every morning.
Exactly.
So what it's like to want quality.
I just don't have value in it. I don't. You know what I mean? If I can go to Macy's and get the shirts that fit me, that's pretty much it. I mean, I understand if you get a fitted thing. I mean, we saw that dude we got to act with one time in Bob Rivers' kid's little film that we did.
That's the most ridiculous sentence ever said. No, I know what you mean, but it's so randomly. You're that guy we got to act with.
Well, it's because I stole his shirt accidentally.
I know.
So I realized he wears fitted clothes because he's an actor, so he's able to, and they do look amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they look amazing when the clothes fit you exactly, if they were tailored for you. Yeah, you know, really, it's like lipstick on a pig for me. What am I going to do? You know, I don't think a baggy shirt is going to really make a difference in my face.
I think gold chains, though, bring it out.
Oh, yeah, gold chains will be on my eyes? All right, I'll do that.
So he said, since we're talking about clothes and talking about sharing underwear earlier. So it says, imagine going to prison, BJ. I did 6 years. You want unused boxers? It's going to cost you. Otherwise, prepare to wear boxers with all kinds of questionable stains. Ha ha.
Oh,
I did not know that was a thing.
Is that because you just got to wear what they give you? That's the idea? It's not like you don't do your own clothes. You just get what you get?
I guess you don't have like a dresser drawer with like your own clothes.
Oh, I guess not. I guess when it's time to just give you new stuff back.
Oh. We clearly don't know what. I mean, all I know about is like Orange is the New Black. It's how I base all my prison knowledge.
I guess, yeah, there's not like a
laundry.
Well,
Steve, when you go to a women's prison, I guess that'll work out for you.
Hey, no bad, Ben. Yeah, you'll be okay, buddy.
Lord knows I'm trying, Ren.
Just watch out for crazy eyes. That's all you have to worry about.
Caged heat.
Yeah. You pick the topic. You got the show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
A texter would like to know, what fictional character do you hate the most? For me, it's Kimmy Gibbler from Full House. She sucked, LOL.
It's a great question, because I just came across an article about, and this is an interesting phenomenon, characters that we loved at the beginning of their run on a TV show.
Okay.
And then characters we ended up hating at the end of the TV show.
Oh, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah?
Ted Mosby.
Ooh.
How I Met Your Mother.
Really?
He was awesome at first.
Yeah.
And then he became like Ross from Friends Light.
Yeah.
And Ross was already annoying. And now you got like a lighter version, as like a more annoying version of Ross.
Yeah, I can see what you mean on that one. I hated the way the whole thing ended, just because of the fact that they didn't realize nobody would care about the mother if it wasn't somebody we already knew. They didn't realize that. It was like introducing a new character, and I love the actress that actually played the mother, but we didn't care. We really wanted it to be Robin. I mean, I don't know, didn't everybody want it to be Robin? I did.
Yeah, of course. I thought that was what they were setting it all up for.
Yeah, so it's a point. Talk about just they just screwed the pooch on that one. That was bad.
So, what character for you?
Ooh, that I liked and then I hated. That's interesting. you know, I don't know if it's I don't know if it's fair, but I will say I'm getting fatigued. You know what? I'll tell you who it is. It's Robbie Amell. Stephen Amell's character, Arrow.
That show's still on?
Well, it just ended last year.
Okay.
Maybe even this year it might have ended. I can't remember, but it ended recently. And I have to tell you, I really liked the character. I liked it a lot. But, you know, you're on for 7 seasons. And there was a moment during a big crossover event that they had with all the shows, Supergirl and Flash and Legends and all that and him. And there was just a moment where I just thought, oh, my God, he's the biggest moron ever. He whines so much. He never learns any of his lessons from other episodes where he's had the same drama, and I started hating him, and I really started hating the show. But
I say he's the star of the show.
I can't blame him, because I know it's writing, and I also know it's the 20 some odd episodes that they have to do every year, which means you've got clunkers galore, mm-hmm. because a 10 episode season is so much better. And I liked Arrow. I liked what he did. I liked his character. I liked the way Steven played him. But then I hated him. I was so happy that the way they wrapped it up is the way they wrapped it up. No spoilers, but I'm happy. I'm so happy that it happened for him. And that means it's not a good ending, that's for sure.
Well, we know the Revs, and it's clearly Pat Sajak.
I'd like to buy an O.
All right. Yeah.
No, actually, for me, it is Piper from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, funny.
See, yeah. I didn't watch the end of that
on that show.
Yes, I did, too. I probably missed the last 3 seasons.
And I hate Piper. I just hated every little bit about her. She tried to be some sort of, like, bigwig in prison and, like, try to control stuff and, like, lead a gang and stuff. And I'm like, that's not you. Like, stop doing that. And it was more interesting. I was more interested in the other characters when it got down to the end of it.
See, frankly, I think that's a show that should have ended long before it did.
After season one.
Maybe not after season one. Give it like a little bit more of an arc, maybe three. But okay, yeah,
like
it went like five
fair.
Or something, and it was a bit much.
Yeah.
For me, it was Colt, the main character from the show The Ranch, which was played by Ashton Kutcher. At first,
oh yeah,
you know, he's coming back. He's trying to win back the girl of his high school sweetheart after his failed football career. And then progressively, he commits the same stupid mistakes over and over again. He's like, well, I'm the man. I got to make the decisions. It's like, you know, you're married now and you have to make decisions together. And he's just such a child. And I just I didn't even watch last season because he pissed me off so much. Like he doesn't deserve Abby. For anybody watching, you'll agree with me.
Hey, doesn't deserve Abby, damn it.
And it's played by Eliza, the girl next door from the movie.
Dushku?
Oh, Eliza
Dushku. Not Dushku, the other one.
Oh, I know.
Really hot one.
Eliza something or other. Yeah.
What about your son?
Oh, no, he doesn't play the role.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Yeah?
Jake Harper from 2.5 Men.
Little Jake.
The son.
Well, he just kind of disappeared.
He got older, and he just became a douche in my mind.
Like,
that's funny.
Yeah, he was funny when he was a kid. You know, he had great comedy relief, but the second he got older, just all of a sudden, gone.
It's hard, and it's really hard for kids to be funny when they become like teens. It really is. I mean, the kid from Modern Family, I forget the kid's name, the son.
Manny?
Danny? Is that his name?
Manny, in the show is Manny.
No, no, not Manny.
Oh,
it's
Luke.
Luke, thank you. Yeah, Luke is the one. I think Manny was always like an adult, so I felt like his character could grow old because he was like a 20-year-old in a little kid's body. But Luke was sort of like the dumb kid comic relief, and it just didn't translate well when he got to be taller and older, and I didn't really find him as enjoyable as I did, but I don't know if there's much you can do that sometimes with kids.
No, it's a weird, it's not even so much the character on the show, but I've now like kind of like created my own backstory on the character that's annoyed me about the character, and it's the show Mom, which has Anna Faris.
Oh, I love Anna Faris, and of course,
so do I.
Allison Janney is terrific.
And she's crushing on that show, but I have an issue with Anna Faris's character, and it's because, and it's really the writing, they just, the first that season, maybe even the second season, she had kids. There is no reference to her kids anymore.
She doesn't have any kids on the show anymore?
Well, they're with the dad, but like, you would think at least once an episode they'd make some reference to the children, because the show is about a mom living with her mom.
Exactly.
But now they've acted like you really have no. If you just tuned in this season, you'd have no idea that she has children.
Oh, I didn't realize they put that turn.
They've completely written off her kids.
Oh,
they're not even a part of the show, which I get, because really the fun of the show is Allison Janney and
Anna.
Anna Faris. But the kids are gone. And I'm like, what the hell? What kind of mom are you? You don't care about your kids?
So the kids weren't good enough to stay on the show.
Like, even reading about this online, it looks like the kids are also missing from the family portrait on the season 5 opening sequence.
Right.
Like, they've written them right off.
They've just phased the children out. If this show continues for a few more years, they're going to act like she has no children. They might even get her pregnant and be like, I'm having my first child. Completely giving all of us a middle finger that have been there since day one.
Don't you love Hollywood? Hollywood just does that. They just go, oh, never mind.
Yeah,
we're going to rewrite the whole thing. Sorry.
It's so weird.
It is weird. It is.
Because the show's called Mom.
Not anymore, it isn't.
It should be called I'm a Bad Mom. I don't even check up on my children.
It's a little long, but I'll see. I'll see if we can run that by production.
I'm a Bad Mom, .. I don't even check up on my children.
Yeah.
Thursday nights on NBC.
Here's one that most women, really in my wife's age, beloved character, but then it really turned on her. And I can see why, because she did change, because I watched this show, and our boy, our buddy Craig Gass was on this show.
Sex in the City?
Yeah. Carrie Bradshaw, Sarah Jessica Parker's character, did become really annoying at the end. When a show is on for a long time, you really want to see some growth. And I just didn't think there was a lot of growth in that character. She was still the same person that couldn't hold a relationship, and she was still involved with it. It was like, dude, you've been doing this for about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not really sexing the young woman in the city anymore. You guys are almost 40 at this point. Have you figured it out yet? And I can see why people would be up, because you need to see some growth.
Well, I mean, what are you going to call it? Menopause in Manhattan?
There you go.
I did it, man. If there's a reboot or if they bring them back, let's do it.
Menopause in Manhattan.
I want to ask Joey about this next one, because he and I watched this show. I don't know if Rev and anybody else watched it, but a great, great show called Mr. Robot that did finally wrap up. And the character of Angela Moss, she's a blonde girl that has, you know, she's got a big story arc in there, but some people thought she was whiny. Some people thought she might have been drugged or whatever. I mean, her performance was really weird at times, but people hated her. I never hated her, but I'm surprised people just liked her than hated her.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of wrote her out in the last season, so I can see why people didn't like the fact that she kind of just went crazy and then they were done with her. But I didn't hate her character.
Yeah, that's number two on the list. Like, the list that the people started with, Carrie Bradshaw and then this Angela Moss from Mr. Robot, which is a really, really good show and worth the watch. Probably could have wrapped up in season 4.
Texture says, Tom from Parks and Rec. Aziz is awesome, but he's super annoying in this role. See, he's my favorite character right now on Parks and Recreation, but I'm only 2 seasons in, so maybe he gets more annoying as it goes on. But he kind of has like a Barney vibe to him from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yes.
Kind of a cocky, funny dude.
You know, and we'll see. As you watch it, we'll see, because you are definitely going through the whole thing. Because I know in The Big Bang Theory, what was really cool is they changed the characters, because it would have been annoying as all hell if Raj and, oh my God, I'm blanking on the name.
Harold?
Howard,
thank you.
Yes,
you and I both were blanking. If Raj and Howard stayed the same, that would have been massively annoying.
But it was fun when Raj didn't talk.
Yeah, and also Howard was a pervert. He was a massive pervert. I mean, that's
he was.
Yeah, that was the two dimensions of both of those characters. And if you told me after like season one that Howard would actually marry somebody who was really cool, and that Raj actually would end up being this real sensitive guy, and you know, a really cool character, I would never have believed it. I would have thought, no, this is who they are. And I think shows are smart when they can make those changes. And I don't think that maybe Parks and Rec did make that change with his character.
I'll let you know when I get to it.
Because I never watched
it. Right now I'm enjoying him.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of episodes of Parks and Rec, but I didn't watch it enough to know. So the other one I want to bring up, only because I'm going to start watching it again, is Shameless. And Emmy Rossum, who is a fantastic actor, plays Fiona Gallagher in that show. And it's basically a show about a family that's just a mess, racked with alcoholism, with the parents. And then the kids are trying to put their lives together in a low income situation. And I loved her character, but I haven't seen the end of her character. So I'm going to. The only thing I could think of is maybe they're just mad at the fact that she always makes bad choices in men, and you just feel like she would figure it out and stop being an idiot. It's the only thing and reason I think that people might not like her character anymore, because it could be just like, when are you going to learn? Stop being a moron. That's the only thing I could think of. But I'll keep you posted.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about some good hole-in-the-wall breakfast places just to continue to make us hungry
and
perpetuate the rumor that we're just a bunch of fatties that talk about food on the radio,
yeah.
Which I'm not saying is true. It's false.
Yeah, it's true.
So it says, Tim's Kitchen in Puyallup is the second location. Steve, you need to check out the original one in Ording. Also, the Buttered Biscuit in Sumner has a huge CFS breakfast the size of, I guess, a plate called Don't Be a Chicken, and their cornbread is amazing.
CFS is Country Fried Steak?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what that is? Okay, cool.
That's amazing. I can't believe you didn't mention the Pancake House in Puyallup. That place is amazing. And there's always like a line. Well, back when you could have a line outside to go inside of our
restaurant. Place is going
to
have a line, I think, if you really want to go, because you're only like in 20.
If you truly want to get hungry and you're in front of a computer or you have your smartphone, go to KSW.com. Vicky did put together a blog because someone asked if we could just grab some of the best texts and create a list of some of the good breakfast places that our listeners have suggested. And she did one called the Best Hole-in-the-Wall Breakfast Joint in Washington State. And it's great. And shout out to Vicky because she grabbed pictures from their social media pages.
Shout out to Vicky. She's right next to you.
Give her a shout out.
Thank you.
Vicky!
Shout out to you.
Shout out to my boy.
And some of the things that are, oh my gosh. Like one person said, Maltby Cafe, the cinnamon rolls, the size of basketballs. Look at that cinnamon roll, BJ.
Look at that kid's reaction to the cinnamon rolls. Even that is like, that kid's in Wonderland.
We can recreate that same picture and not even realize it.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
I mean, some of the pictures are just. The food looks so good. The homestead. Over in South Dakota.
Oh, I want to do this. There's Beth's.
Yep. Yeah. Strawberry Patch Cafe in Everett. That looks ridiculous. Okay. Yeah. Good stuff. Get hungry.
All right, John. My buddy Josh, when you're listening, we got to go to the Story Patch Cafe next time we're up at your house gaming. Whenever that happens.
Billy's Cafe in Burlington. What the hell?
Okay.
They've got some food that looks like I want to eat.
They've got some food that looks like I want to eat.
Dude, Port Orchard, that one place, they have pulled pork pancakes.
Oh, this is America.
What?
And by the way, it is called The One Place. It's not just Steve saying that one place.
One place.
Yeah, that's the name.
Oh, it's a great name. All right, here's a question for you. It doesn't have anything to do with food, but it has to do with Ryan Cassie. Okay, Ryan Cassie, everybody.
What?
Have you met my friend Ryan Cassie? It's what do Ryan Castle and a selfie have in common? You're going to find out at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a selfie have in common?
Well, you know, Steve and I are known for our bathroom selfies, BJ.
We are.
In fact, that's a few people texted saying Migs has seen both posing in the bathroom.
That is the only thing you ever put on Pinterest, wasn't it?
Yes. We have one picture on Pinterest, and it's that one.
In all fairness, like we both collectively forgot the password to our Pinterest and what email we used to set it up.
Good job, guys.
Yep.
Fantastic.
So it'll only be one picture and one picture only on our Pinterest.
Well, we got a 22-year-old woman. Her name is Shannon, and I love her last name. Because of what happened. I will tell you her last name after Knockers. I tell you the story. Shannon Knockers, close. She's from England, and she recently posted a bathroom selfie on Instagram. She didn't realize that you could see a reflection in the mirror of her boyfriend wiping his backside while she took the selfie. And
who are these people who share the bathroom during that?
Yeah, I know. And you ready for this? Her name is Shannon Butt. How about that? I mean,
of course.
Yeah, it's perfect.
The picture was up for 37 minutes before she found out. Oh. And but you know what?
It's there forever now.
Yeah, and look, it got more traffic than her stupid picture ever would have done. So in a way, I mean, she's a social network star. Come on.
Hey, here's a star coming up. He's got a 12-pack for you.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Everybody's going to Fox's. Everybody's driving by Fox's, and they always take a look. Even if you're driving by, for some reason, I don't know if you do that.
Oh, any strip club, I want to see what cars are in the parking lot.
I always think I'm going to see some chick. Like, I look going, I bet if I look there, maybe there'll be a girl at the window. I mean, my brain
maybe
is so
this
dumb.
Time.
Maybe
this time.
What, like a sad puppy? Like, come on in.
Oh, no, but she'll be like,
that
show
stripper
me something.
In the window.
You know, $40.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you file the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But if the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases, and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.